Let's look to the Lord today and ask him to bless. He's blessed through message and song, and now let's ask him to bless through the word of God. God, we come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, the only name under heaven's skies wherein a man can be saved. And God, we ask you, Lord, to anoint your word today. Send that anointing that breaks the yoke, set the captives free. Let the victory be ours. And God, we'll give you the praise, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. The word of God tells us to draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto us. It takes an effort on our part. I've said we can have as much of God in our life as we so desire, we so choose. It's up to us. We control how much of it that we want. We control the part and the portion of it that we want. The more we draw to God, the more that God will fill us with his spirit and more the blessings that will come upon our lives. Jeremiah said in chapter 33 in verse 3, he said, call upon me and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knoweth not. Here we see that Jeremiah was spoken to by the Lord, and he was instructed to call upon him, and he would show him great and mighty things which he knoweth not. Several years ago, matter of fact, back in 1975, I was appointed to go to a town to build a church there. I went there, and the church was, it lost their building. They was using a community building and sharing it with another church, and they had no money in the bank. Their building fund, they recorded, but the former pastor had spent it for different reasons than doing the building. They took me out and showed me an old briar patch. And they said, this is down over the side of a hill. This is a piece of land that we can buy. And it did not match my spirit. It did not fit my spirit. It did not. I did not feel any drawing towards that. If I'd looked at it in the natural, I would have went back from where I come from. They took me to a house and said we was paying X number of dollars per month for this to be the parsonage, and it wasn't worth living in. And I said to myself, Lord, you sure you want me here? And he said, yes. As I was going through the town and being showed about by one of the deacons, one of the elders of the church, and he was telling me all the negative stuff, and he was telling me that I need to go back where I come from because that church was hopelessly doomed. It was going to fail, and there was no hope for it, and there was nothing could be said or done. I was wasting my time. As I come up to an intersection, the Holy Ghost come on me, and he quoted me this scripture in my spirit. He said, call upon me, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. That's what I did. I began to call upon the Lord. Just in a few days, the Lord gave us a home to live in and that we could purchase for about 50 cents on the dollar of what it was worth, and it just needed some minor remodeling, and it was knocked it off the market because it wouldn't sell. And I looked at it and knew in about 30 days I could have it up to par, and we was able to get 100% finance and able to get that house. And just a few short whiles later, as you might say, God led me to a prime piece of land beside of the elementary school in the main section of town. And he said, this is the lot that I want you to build the church on. And as God, step by step, he began to move. We continued to call. A man came, Robert Dalton, which has went on to his reward. He was a center man, grading contractor. He said the Lord spoke to him. He told his wife, he said, tell the preacher, I'm coming to do all the grading for the church. I'm coming and I'm going to do it all and it'll be free. And I told him, I said, Robert, the Lord will save you over this. Well, sure enough, after we got the church built, Robert come into a Sunday night service, got miraculously saved, and spent the rest of his life serving the Lord, going to church, rejoicing in the Spirit of the Lord. Call upon me and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. We continue to call. Come to a point that we need a contractor was touched of the Lord from over in the next county. The Lord spoke to him and said, over in Giles County, there's a man building a church. I want you to go find it. And they have the foundations poured, and you're to put the, all the block and the structure in. Well, we had got to the place in the week that we had it staked off to pour the footers. We'd had an uprising in the church. We took in 70-some members, and about 30 of them decided they was not going to do it God's way, and they walked out and said we would never build the church. I remember that Sunday morning I throwed the blueprints of the paper, white paper blueprints down on the floor in the church, and the Lord spoke to me and said, call upon me, and I'll show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. The people of the church, God spoke to me, and I said to them as I laid them plans on the floor, those of you that could have done this, had the finances, y'all chose not to obey God or they have left. And I said, the ones of you that choose to help with this don't have the means or the finances, but because you've been faithful to God, God's going to give you a church. I remember dancing on those blueprints, those white blueprints in the middle of the floor, and it did not scuffle them in my dirty shoes. And God said, call upon me, and I'll show you great and mighty things what thou knowest not. I went to the concrete company, and I said, we don't have the funds to pour the footers, but I need to get them forward. It's urgent. He said, pay us when you get your construction loan. We'll carry it until you do that. So we put the footers in the ground, and we started a program, buy a foot a footer. You could buy 1 foot a footer, and that was something everybody could do, so it didn't take long. We paid for the footers. And anyway, as that man come and looked on those foundations, because the Spirit of the Lord had spoke to him, said, there's footers just been poured. That's the reason it was so important to pour the footers, because God was already moving. A lot of time you got to stay on God's timetable. And if you stay on God's timetable, God can move and God can have his way. But as we continue to move, the man looked down in those foundation and he said, God has spoke to me that I'm to do all the masonry work and the church won't pay a dime for it. I'm going to do it because God spoke to me. Well, on and on and on, and we've seen the church completed. We've seen 200 and some souls saved in the first little while. It went on a few months, and it seemed like it was slow starting off. But all of a sudden, we had a meeting and had 60 saved in that meeting, and God continued to move and move. I've watched God all my life. When I called upon him, he done great and mighty things that I knew not. You can sit around and try to figure out God and how God's going to do it, but you'll never get him figured out. You just got to believe that he's God. You just got to believe that he's able. You just believe that he can and that he will and that he is going to. The Bible says in Jeremiah in chapter 32 in verse 17, it says, last God, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power, and stretcheth out arms, and there is nothing too hard for thee. He said, thou have made this earth, made the universe. And I like what he said to Job. Job, at a time that needed to be instructed by the Lord, and he was feeling a little lifted up in himself. And God said to Job, he said, where were you when I laid the foundation? Where were you when I laid the foundation? They tell the story about the guy that, said to God, said, God, we can do as good as you. We've arrived of how to make a man. And God, the way the story goes, and it's just an illustration, and the way the story goes, the man said, God, we can do as good as you. And he reached down. God said, go ahead. And he reached down to get him a handful of dirt. And God said, no, wait a minute. Go get your own dirt. Amen. God made this earth and the fullness thereof. He made the elements. He made the dirt. He made it all. And there's nothing too hard for God. We need to fix our minds upon God and know that God is going to see us through. He's going to make a way for us. He's going to give us the power and the ability to overcome. Amen. Glory to God. And he will never fail us. In Lamentations, in the third chapter, and in verse 25, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Here we're instructed that, you know, God is going to move for those that wait for him and those that seek him. And it is good for a man, he says, to have hope, but we got to have more than hope, but we must have hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Many times the Lord said, when he put his people to battle, when he put them out in the midst of the opposition, he said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. We have to take time, as the old songwriter penned the song, the words to, you have to take time to be holy. You have to take time to wait upon the Lord. You have to imagine the things in God wherein that God can do. And what is faith? Faith is the evidence of things not seen, and those things that are hoped for, those things that we have imagined in our spirit, those things that we have built in our spirit. Faith, amen, gives you the authority to build something in your spirit and command it to be so in the name of Jesus. The Word of God even went as far to say, command ye me. And the things that we need, God gives us the right to command those things to take place. We command in the name of Jesus the things we need to complete our vision. We command in the name of Jesus that the powers of hell be loosed and be cast asunder in the name of Jesus. And every wall and every barrier that be built up in our lives or in our past, they be thrown asunder in the authority of God. And we have the right to claim these things. We have the right to speak these things. We have the right. The Bible said, let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. We got to make sure that the ways that we have are pleasing in the Lord. We got to make sure that our vision matches what God wants. We have to make sure that that which we are professing and claiming is the will of God. You know, there are people claiming things that's not the will of God. That's not the scripture. We've got to make sure whatsoever we claiming are the things that we're asking for, that those things, that they be the will of God. And if they be the will of God, and if those things are verse and chapter by the scripture, see, there's some things it's not according to the scripture. There's not a it's not in God's will for it to happen. We've got to make sure that it's in God's will. And we have to come to that place, not praying, if it be thy will, but we have to be to that place that Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, he declared and prayed, Father, not my will, but thine be done. See, a lot of time we put a crutch on it when we say, if it be thy will. God, give me a blessing if it's thy will. Naturally, it's the will of God to bless you. If it's my God, if it's your will, heal me. Call by the word of God and see. And he said, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord deliver them out of them all. Unless it be the sickness for death. And there is a sickness for death. There is a time that men is going to die. I've went a many time to hospitals to pray, and the family says, oh, brother, go, preacher, would you pray that God heals my loved one? And God simply say, just pray. Strengthen their hearts. Bring them together. Unite them. Help them to accept the fact this is what's going to happen. And a lot of time, within hours after I left the hospital room, that person would pass on to be with the Lord, because it was God's will to take them home. But other than it be a sickness unto death, other than it be that appointed time, we have the right to claim and get up and go in our healing. I've always went up and got up and went in the healing that God gave to me, and went in the authority of that healing. No matter what the devil had to say about it, no matter what the devil was trying to do, no matter what the devil was throwing at my feet or in my face, I got up in the strength and the admiration wherein that God put in my spirit, and I got up and went in that faith. See, I believe he said, occupy till it come. In other words, go ahead and be busy doing something while you're waiting on your miracle. I got a miracle coming. I don't know about you, but I got a miracle. I've already experienced many great miracles. I've already called upon the Lord and seen the great and mighty things which I knoweth not, but I've only scratched the surface what I'm going to see. And the battle of the day is long and hard. We live daily with the battle in our face. The devil will tell you you're never going to accomplish what you set out to do. You're not going to make it. You might as well give up and quit. You better throw up your hands. The devil is there 24/7 to be the accusers of the brethren. He's there to battle you down. He's there to come against you. He's there to attack your mind. He's there to attack you physically. He's there to attack your spirit. He's there to attack everything about you. But I'm going to tell you something. You got to stand firm on the promises of God. And know that God has never made one promise to one of his children that he didn't keep it. God has fulfilled everything he said. I think a lot of things about the things that we need to be getting done. I see a lot of things that God is doing. Sandy showed me this past week the list of all the people that's listening to our messages worldwide. And it's literally in the thousands. And, you know, every month, this month, thousands of people have downloaded our messages and viewed them and listened at them and let them be an inspiration to thy spirit. And we're reaching people by the tens of thousands. But I want to see more done for God. I want to see more done. I want to see this county taken for God. I want to see this state taken for God. I want to see this nation taken for God. We see a lot of things that troubles our spirit. And we see a lot of those that are on the front line appeared to be the front line of the cutting edge of the gospel. And we see them after filthy lucre's sake. We see them in every kind of situation. You know, a man said the other day, was telling me how he had this confidence in this preacher that's on television. And I said to him, I said, sir, the man talks a good talk, but he don't live the life. He don't live the life. One of the people that vexes my spirit when I see them come across the airways, they vex my spirit. Man told me in a phone conversation, he had went and looked up some information and went to their little website and researched. And he said, they take in hundreds of millions of dollars. I said, that's correct. But I said, they vex my spirit. There's something about them. One thing, they say it's all right to drink. Socially, as long as you don't become drunk, it's all right to socially drink. All right to have a little drink with your meal. There's nothing wrong with that. See, that's tickling ears. That's tickling ears. That's telling people what they want to hear. But the man told me, and I have not looked it up, and I will not mention no names, but it is to be the truth. It's on a site that it can be seen. They said the person went out and bought them a toilet and paid $25,000 for a toilet. Now, that's the reason they vex my spirit, because they're not after the mind of Christ. They're telling people something that'll tickle their ears so they'll send them money. We watched one of the networks, one of the old folks that come off of the, he missed going to prison, but he was guilty as any of them that run the scam on the old PTL ministry, which a bunch of them went to prison over. This guy missed going to prison, but he was in the midst of it. Now he's in another network doing the same thing. Literally scamming people for money by the tens of thousands. And I can name two or three other top name preachers that fell in the cesspool, and they are up on the air doing the same thing. They using the Bible and twisting the Bible and saying that God has said, if you will give this amount of money to this minister today, if as you release your faith to give it, God will release his blessing to you. That's a lie. You don't have to give a dollar to not one ministry to get a blessing of God. There's not a thing from Genesis to Revelation that comes to you for your physical body, your soul, your spirit. Not a one of them is based on monetary value. It's an abomination in the sight of God to insinuate on you, you've got to give money to be healed, or you've got to give money to be saved. Yes, the Bible teaches to give. The Bible teaches to pay your tithes. But they're not to be related to any spiritual things. And we watch preacher after preacher. In the majority of the probably top 8 or 10 preachers preaching on the networks today are full of bull and baloney. And I said it. And they'll never be able to reach this lost and dying world. And that's the reason America's in the shape it's in. Because anybody got any sense at all knows when they turn the television on and see that garbage, they know it ain't God. The sinner knows it ain't God. The biggest people that's falling apart is Christians that don't have the mind of God. They're emptying their bank accounts, their checkbooks. They're sending these people money by the millions and millions and millions of dollars, and they wouldn't give a local ministry like ours that's trying to do something for God. They wouldn't give them a dime. But thank God for our local supporters that do give a dime. Amen? Amen. We had a thing here a couple months ago. We had to raise some money real quick. And God moved, and people responded, and God just put it together. And I'm glad I don't have to get on the radio or television or somewhere every week and run some kind of gimmick to get you to give me a dollar. If God lays it on your heart to bring me finances, God bless you for it. But I'm going to tell you, God's God in spite of whatever. Amen. God's God, amen. And his healing power is available to whosoever will call upon him. His blessings are available to whosoever will come and call upon him. And it's an abomination to tie money to it, to say you've got to give somebody money for it to happen. And we've watched some of the top ministers in the world, that some of them is worth in the billions, owns diamond mines and everything else. And they run them gimmicks. They showed you a film how somebody joined their faith club and how somebody give them $1,000 and they got a new Cadillac the next week. And they show them standing there beside their new Cadillac. I'll tell you something. Those things are an abomination. Those things are an abomination. They show. A guy out of California, it's on television every week. He can turn to the channels and you can see him every week. And his big kick is you give money to him, you'll get your debts reduced. You'll be able to pay off your debts. I'm going to tell you something. He said, bring your tithes and your offerings, bring them into the storehouse. He didn't say, send them to some hotshot preacher that spends $25,000 on a commode or spends $5,000 or $10,000 staying in a motel and struts around and boasts on all the money they spend. No wonder the government is trying to cancel all 501c3s. They've investigated, and the government, in their narrow mindedness, believes that most of the organizations are corrupt. And they're out to shut them down. They're out to do something to stop it. Because they don't see the depth. They don't see that there's 10 counterfeits for every one good one. But I'm going to tell you something. You can know that by the authority of God, there's some good ones. Because, you know, have you ever seen a counterfeit $30 bill? Anybody ever seen a counterfeit $30 bill? Ever seen a $40 bill or a $15 bill? Never seen the first counterfeit. You know why? Because there's no reason to counterfeit something there's not a real of. You see counterfeit 20s, 50s, and 100s. Why? Because 50s, 20s, and 100s will buy you something. They're of great value. So the devil goes out and he arrives with all these counterfeits to try to block those that are good. I know I've had to struggle. I know I've had to crawl. I've had to struggle. And I've had to hurt within and hurt and ache for the things that I see that have to go on to get the things accomplished that we have to do for God. And I'm believing before he calls my name to come up hither that he's going to give me a full swing with the devil. And I won't have to worry about finances to do it with. I believe we're going to flip the switch just like there was a day back in 2005 when we flipped the switch and this broadcast went to every country in the world. I believe there's going to be a day in the near future we're going to flip the switch. And our television production broadcast will go into every country in the world. I believe in Jesus' name we're going to do it. And I believe we'll be delivered from whatever battle there is and possibly even this building. And I've always said as I finish up my ministry, I want a convention center. And God may turn this in convention center and he may give us another one somewhere. We may build our television ministry somewhere else in another city. I don't know. Maybe I just don't know. But one of my former associate pastors come to see me sometime back, and he said, Brother Goad, I got to share something with you the Holy Ghost showed me. He said, I had a vision of coming to see you. And he said, been some time since I come to see you. And he had come to see me that day. And he said, I wanted to come to see you. And he said, no, this is not about the day, but this was something in the future. But he said, there was a day that I was coming to see you. And as I come in to see you, I asked where you was at. And they said, you was down in the auditorium area. And I went down there and there was a couple restaurants and like a cafeteria, a restaurant place people could eat. And it was like a large complex, and there was an auditorium there. And he said it was in the midst of like a big motel sweep or something. And you had places for people to stay and eat, and you had all these things. And he said, they led me down in there. You sat talking to some people. He said, you know what that means? I said, yes, I sure do. I said, I've told my wife many, many times. When I finish this thing up, and before I finish this thing up, when I can lay aside all the work that I've had to do to survive with, lay aside all the hours that I've spent trying to keep it together, and God blesses to the point I've wanted to finish this thing up with a convention center, place for people to eat, come in and stay, and simply, I want to finish it up that way, and that's where I'll finish it up till the Lord comes or whatever, comes or calls. And I believe, according to my records now, anything I've ever imagined is come. I can say something to Jackie that I need. Something I told her the other day, I need it. Woman carried in out of the clear and said, I got a box of something, I want to show you something. Pulled it out, and two items I needed was in that box. I said, thank you, ma'am. I just prayed last night and told Jackie I needed those two items. In Jesus' name. God is good. He's been mighty good to me. Call upon me, and I'll show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I'm calling to him. Would you call on him with me? God, in Jesus' name, heal to the uttermost, deliver, set free. God asks you to work the miracles that's needed in people's lives. Save, deliver to the uttermost. Give us the victory. God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your blessings. Amen and amen and amen. God love you and God bless you.